The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, but he knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields his sickle at once, for the harvest has come." And he went on to say, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can I use for it? It is like a mustard seed that when it's sown in the ground is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, puts forth its branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but with his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a section here in the Gospel of Mark, and this is the last part of it, where Jesus speaks in parables about the kingdom of God. It was interrupted slightly in yesterday's gospel, speaking about the light of the world. But the day before yesterday, we had the sower going out to sow the seed. You'll remember that. And this was a teaching about the ground. The only place in which the seed would grow was where the ground was broken, where the ground was hard, so to speak, in control. When the ground is hard, then the seed will not produce any harvest. So that one on Wednesday was about the earth and how the only place in which the seed will grow is in the broken ground. Parable about the kingdom. Today we have a continuation of this, saying the power within the seed is not a human power. It doesn't belong to us. There's an energy, there's an act of creation almost within nature and within everything in life which is beyond our control. And when we think we can control life, we become very anxious and disturbed. Pema Chodron tells us that anxiety does not come from the lack of certainty. She says anxiety comes from the false presumption that we should have certainty. And this parable teaches us that there's a power within us and within all of creation, which is beyond our knowing. It's beyond our control. And if we see this and respond to that power, we invoke that power, all will be well. Sometimes I hear people say, this person is a self-made man or a self-made woman, or they're a person of great achievement, which, when you analyze that, is a very foolish conclusion. Where did this person get intelligence? They didn't earn it. Where did they get opportunity? Somebody else helped them to give them an opportunity in life. We are all dependent on a power and on a people way beyond our knowing. And someday if we get up and think that we have control over life, and we can dictate things and we can get things to go our way, we're going to be very frustrated. That's what this says about the kingdom of God, the proclamation of Jesus Christ. It's a power inside of us. You know, we pray for peace in the Mass. That peace we're praying for is a peace of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It's a peace of Christ. You cannot buy this. You can't earn this. You just have to be open. You have to be the earth which is broken. And when that happens, the power of God's grace will produce a harvest. May not be the harvest we want. It will produce a harvest of grace. Now, all those who were listening to him knew, but maybe they didn't know entirely, but they had some idea to follow Jesus Christ was to renounce certain things, to renounce control. And Jesus will lead us in a way of suffering, in a way of, in the human understanding of things, he would fail. And his disciples at the beginning would see he has failed, and they give up and they walk away until the Holy Spirit comes upon them. Then they begin to understand that if you want to have a new life, somehow you have to walk away from certain demands. I think I've mentioned before that there was an elderly priest here that I used to visit a lot. He was at Nazareth House, and he was an unhappy person in his last years. He was very smart. He was very well read, very bright. And when I would go to see him, when I was leaving him, I would say, John, say something wise, teach me, be my teacher, say something wise to me. Well, he said many things to me that I didn't think were wise, but on one occasion he said to me, remember this, he said, if you want to live more than one life, you must die more than once. I said, John, I'm going to write that down. It's such a good teaching about life. Do you want to be free? Do you want to celebrate your life? Do you want to praise God? Do you want to invoke the power of the Holy Spirit, which comes to you not because you are deserving or you earn it? Do you want to have this kind of freedom and the power of the Spirit? Then you must die. You must die to something, whatever it is. Let it go. Anger, your something you have against another person, some forgiveness that's needed, you have to let it go. When you let it go, it's the grace of God that produces the harvest, not me, not my doing. That's the teaching of this parable. And it has real meaning for me in my life anyway. I mean, I don't need to win all the time. I don't need to get my way. I don't have to have the last word. Wow, I actually retired happily. I gave up whatever administrative power there is, and it was the Lord that set me free. So keep this in mind. We all struggle with this. I do, you do. Let things go, let it go. And then the harvest will happen in the power of Jesus Christ. Amen.